Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time now for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Let's take some time to think about the universe, the whole ball of wax, and our teeny tiny but important place in it. It's a humbling exercise. It stretches the mind and it enlightens. Our planet could certainly use a good dose of that at the moment. We begin with the size of the known universe. Its diameter is about 93 billion light years. What does that mean? Well, the Voyager spacecraft left Earth in 1977 and is still barreling through space somewhere at 38,000 miles per hour. At that speed, it will take Voyager 17,000 years to go one light year. One. The universe is 93 billion of those. Just to reach Milky Way's nearest neighbor, the Andromeda Galaxy, it'll take Voyager 42 trillion years. That's the galaxy next door. It's believed there are 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. I'm not trying to break your brain over breakfast, but, you know, size matters. So with something that big, how on Earth can we be alone? The mathematical answer is, of course, we can't possibly be the only living things. The number of stars, well, let me let somebody else tell you.
The total number of stars in the universe is larger than all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the planet Earth.
One of our most beautiful minds, the late Carl Sagan, added, "If it's just us, the universe seems like an awful waste of space." Our curiosity about life elsewhere has taken on its own life for decades in TV and movies.
Invaders from Mars. He saw them land from outer space. He saw them capture innocent people only to destroy.
E.T. phone home.
E.T. phone home.
Greetings.
And you're a big fella. What do you do for a living?
I am a driving instructor.
Mm-hmm. And where do you folks come from?
France. We come from France.
Okay, and hello there, Mrs. Conehead.
Not to mention Star Wars, Star Trek, Contact, Men in Black. Dreaming about little green men is fun, but Hollywood storytelling and other things derailed the legitimate topic of life elsewhere. In the 60s, countless people were abducted, taken into spaceships, poked and prodded on a table, and sent home. The story was always the same. Turns out this psychological state was caused by sleep paralysis, hypnosis, and false memories. The life discussion wound up on the fringes of science. The government ran and hid from it, dumping Project Blue Book. Nothing to see here. Thankfully, in recent years, there are renewed efforts to seek answers. Telescopic arrays, scientists looking for bio and techno signatures in space, the government coming out and saying, "Yeah, we've seen some stuff in the sky that doesn't make any sense. We've been paying attention all along, by the way." Just a month ago, Congress held a hearing on UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, formerly known as UFOs. Former Navy pilot Ryan Graves testified about what he's seen.
UAP are in our airspace, but they are grossly underreported. These sightings are not rare or isolated. They are routine. Military aircrew and commercial pilots, trained observers whose lives depend on accurate identification, are frequently witnessing these phenomena.
The math says there's probably other intelligent life in the universe, but it could be so far away, we are alone for all practical purposes. A civilization a paltry 65 million light years from here, right now would be looking at Earth with dinosaurs on it. Speaking of, it's also possible our path to life was so unusual it can't be replicated. How we came to be out of the primordial soup is a series of frankly unbelievable events. Watch the documentary One Strange Rock. Physicist Marcelo Gleiser reminds us, we matter because we are rare, and our planet matters because it is unique. We're not insignificant, but we should be humble. Look at what we do to our planet, the only one we have. Maybe we do need some little green men to visit and give us the what for about that. Skeptic or believer, it doesn't matter. Be both. But definitely think, wonder, and appreciate. Three good things.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling.
Second stage is cut. Up, running perfect, starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on. We're standing by. There's no.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.